she returned that love. She loved him. And she would steal out of her chickie by night and meet him on the banks of the river in the moonlight until her father, the chieftain, found out about it. And he was very angry. And he bade her not meet her true love. But you know, love always finds a way. And she continued to see him. And her father was very wroth. And he ordered the pale face removed forever. And so the lover disappeared, and the maiden pined and sighed. Her heart was broken. And so one very dark night, she stole out of her abode down into a grove of beautiful pines, such as these that surround us here. And she found the tallest pine, and she climbed it all the way to the top. And she let down her long black hair, and she plaited it into a rope. And with it, she hanged herself. And the wind and the sun and the rain took her to be their own. And her body disappeared, but her hair stayed. And the wind spread it from tree to tree. And the sun bleached it. And what you see and call Spanish moss is the hair of that beautiful Indian maiden there sighing in the wind forever for who her true love she could never see again. Isn't that a beautiful story? We have so many pretty girls, and we have three sisters here who are particularly pretty in many ways. You know, gospel music is part of the folk scene, the folk ways. Gospel music has been sung up and down the state of Florida, up and down the South, and on, all over our country, wherever there are people. And these girls are the opponent of gospel music at their best. The Trinity Singers from Bell, Marlene, Darlene, and Arlene Overstreet, make up the Trinity Singers. Let's welcome them as they come to sing for us.
How much further can we go? sing for you is He Feel That Longing Down in My Soul. We'll do Sweeter Gets the Journey.
Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in a heavenly way. Called Sweeter Gets the Journey every day. I don't know about you, my friend. I don't know where your journey will end. But as for me and all of mine, we're gonna make that heavenly climb. Up to that heavenly shore, I'll live forevermore. Never have a worry and I'll never have a care, because everything will just be happiness there. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in His heavenly way. Oh, sweeter gets the journey every day.
Trouble and sorrow
used to be my lot. I sit around and worry about the things I got. Because everything will just be happiness there. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in His heavenly way. Cause sweeter gets the journey every day. Some folks seek and they never find happiness and peace of mind. But I have peace within my heart. Since with the Savior I've made a start. Up to that heavenly shore. Cause everything will just be happiness there. Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in His heavenly way. Cause sweeter gets the journey every day. Sweeter gets the journey every day.
Thank you. We'll do one more for you called Poor Rich Girl.
She wears or by the car she's riding in. You can usually tell if she's doing very well by the house she's living in. Well, I'm here to say it.
Well, we want to take a sun bath now, so will somebody help us move these chairs out from under here? That's good. Okay. Well, that's one way to get baptized, isn't it? Yeah, ten. Barbara's a very versatile lady. She plays many instruments and has many tricks up her sleeve. And maybe this next song is one of her tricks. And that sure was a dirty trick.
Watergate all over.
Yeah, Watergate all over.
At least this was out in the open.
No secret about it. Jack Limberlegs is a real folk toy. Goes way back in antiquity. The papa or the grandpapa, too old to work maybe, had to make himself useful. So he'd amuse the children by whittling. And this was a homemade whittled out toy. And he's had a real revival. And he's a very popular fella, Jack Limberlegs.
And Cousin Thelma has some very nice ones, by the way. I just haven't gotten around to getting one yet. This one was made by a man in Tennessee. The song we'd like to do is a song that probably grew out of, well, you might call it a mountain babysitter's blues. Because when after the barn was raised or all the corn was shucked and they had a party and the dancing was going on in the other room, somebody had to sit with the children to make sure they went to sleep. And the young lady that got stuck with this job, probably was singing this song, and it's called What'll I Do with a Baby-O That Won't Go to Sleep. I got a perfect excuse for not being in tune now.
What'll
Waterlogged. Y'all feel like singing?
Yeah.
You've had your exercise and your afternoon shower, and your lunch. It's good food down there, wasn't it? Now, let's see. This is a song that's become a folk song. It was written by Shel Silverstein. And if you ever have any kids coming to visit you, that, you know, sometimes kids do get a little feisty and out of hand. And you might sing this song to them. And your part goes like this. Well, you're always welcome at our house, any time of the day. You're always welcome at our house. Stay. Try it. Well, you're always welcome at our house, any time of the day. Well, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay. That's kind of weak. I admit you're a little waterlogged out there, but let's try it again. Well, you're always welcome at our house, time of the day. Well, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay. Well, a man came to our house, our house, our house. A man came to our house to sell some brooms. We asked him to come in, and we hit him with a hammer, and hid him in the closet in my father's room. Oh, you're always welcome at our house, any time of the day. Yes, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay. Well, a lady came to our house, our house, our house. A lady came to our house to see why I wasn't in school. We asked her to come in, and we gave her some poison lemonade, and put her in the deep freeze where it's nice and cool. And you're always welcome at our house, any time of the day. Yes, you're always welcome at our house, stay. Now a kid came into our yard, our yard, our yard. A kid came into our yard to get
his ball. We asked him to come in. We took him to the cellar and sealed him up inside the basement wall. And you're always welcome at our house any time of the day. Yes, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay. Now, when you come to our house, our house, our house, when you come to our house, we'll have fun. We'll ask you to come in, and we'll take you to the kitchen and put you in the oven till you're nice and done. And you're always welcome at our house any time of the day. Yes, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay. And we know you will stay. Want to sing another one? Remember, not so long ago, when you were about knee-high to a grasshopper, and you were just mean as anything. And remember when somebody did something that you didn't like, or you thought maybe you could get him in trouble for, you'd say, I'm gonna tell, yeah. Remember? You don't remember? Oh, come on, it wasn't so long ago. Anyway, I'd like to ask Chris to come up here and help me sing this song along with you all. And the chorus goes like this. I want you to remember how mean and nasty you were when you were kids. And sing it just that way. This is the way it goes.
I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
Can you do that? Let's hear it.
I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do.
Don't tell me you all were perfect little angels. Try it again. Just sing it out at the top of your lungs.
I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell that you busted a plate. I'll tell about all the bananas you ate. I'll tell on you one time. I'll tell on you two.
I'm gonna tell on you. I'm gonna tell.
You stole my ball. I'm gonna tell that you made me fall. I'll take back my marbles and Tinker Toys too. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell.
I'll get
you in trouble for
everything. Tell that you hit me and kicked me. I'm gonna tell that you punched me and bit me. But I won't tell Mommy what I did to you. I'm just gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler.
Am I on? Good. Okay. I guess some of our participants are still coming. We're going to make a black mark against their name. And they better show or they'll wish I'm going to tell on them if they don't show. But in the meantime, we have two singing fellers that you'd have a hard time finding on. They're on the program, but not in order. John Johnson and Bob Rose. They're going to do some sea shanties for us. You better stop up your ears.
To me, way. Tell me where we'll all drink whiskey and chew. Tell me where. By which you have just been assailed is a bunting shanty, which is to say that there'd be some men on a mast way up yonder trying to take a reef in the sail, and the purpose of the shanty is to get them to all pull at the same time, like on the boot, and it may take two or three or five to get it, particularly if the sail's half frozen. The next one we're going to do is a halyard shanty. It's a bit of a different kind of work, which would be trying to raise a sail by a rope from the deck, called Blood Red Roses.
Our boots and clothes are all in pawn. Go down, ye blood red roses. Go down. It's mighty drafty round Cape Horn. Go down, ye blood red roses. Go down. Oh, ye pinks and posies, go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. Well, my dear mother, she wrote to me, go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. My dearest son, come home from sea, go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. Oh, ye pinks and posies, go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. Hey, one more pull and that'll do. Go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. For we're the gang to kick her through. Go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. Oh, ye pinks and posies, go down, ye blood-red roses, go down.
Alabama. Next one is a halyard shanty, too. Comes from the Civil War days, recent unpleasantness. It's about the blockade runner Alabama, who was built in England and destroyed quite a bit of Union shipping before she was finally sunk by the Kearsarge. Oh, the Alabama's keel was laid.
Roll, Alabama, roll.
It was laid in the yards of Jonathan Laird.
Oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
Down the Mersey way she sailed then.
Roll, Alabama, roll.
Liverpool fitted her with guns and men.
Oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
From the Western Isles she sailed forth.
Roll, Alabama, roll.
To destroy the commerce of the North.
Oh, roll, Alabama, roll.
Many a sailor lad he met his doom.
Roll, Alabama, roll.
On the day that the Kearsarge hove in view.
Oh, roll Alabama, roll.
It was a shot from the forward pivot gun.
Roll Alabama, roll.
Took the Alabama stern away.
Oh, roll Alabama, roll.
Off the 3 mile limit in 64.
Roll Alabama, roll.
Alabama sank for to sail no more.
Oh, roll Alabama, roll.
Thank you.
One more. This is a hand over hand, a little different kind of work. Pulling like this on a lighter rope.
Oh, I met her in the morning. Won't you go my way? On a morning bright and early. Won't you go my way? Oh, I asked her for to marry. Won't you go my way? But she said she'd rather tarry. Won't you go my way? On a dark and stormy morning. Won't you go my way? On a cold and frosty morning. Won't you go my way? Oh, I'm on my way to Frisco. Won't you go my way? Oh, I'm on my way to Frisco. Won't you go my way? Oh, I met her in the morning. Won't you go my way? On a morning bright and early. Won't you go my way? Oh, I asked her for to marry. Won't you go my way? But she said she'd rather tarry. Won't you go my way? On a dark and stormy morning. Won't you go my way? On a morning dark and early. Won't you go my way? Oh, I'm on my way to Frisco. Won't you go my way? Oh, I'm on my way to Frisco. Won't you go my way?
Thank you.
You know, I told you when I introduced the 34th Street Laundromat String Band at the beginning of this program that John knows many, many songs. He's a great, really great performer, and importantly, remembers. This is what's important. And I want to say to some of you old folks, I hope this is stirring your juices of memory and that you are recalling some things that you thought you had forgotten. If you know an old song that ought to be taped, let us know, because we don't want some of our old songs to pass into oblivion. One of the best birthday presents I had was for John. You see, he remembered when I mentioned Red Barba. How many of you know who Red Barba is? Well, you know, he started at the university working his way through school as a little old one-lung radio announcement on the infant WRUF that is a giant now. And he's a giant, too, because he came an announcer great. And he used to, at all hours of the night, think of things to do. And one of them was he'd sing that song, "Who Stole the Lock Off the Chicken House Door?" And I had no idea that anybody knew it, but I was looking for it. And by Jove, Johnny knew it. And I say, God bless Johnny. And this is how things stay alive. This is how they are passed on. So, don't forget it. And if you know a song, let us know. Grady's here. That was that big old feller who just came up here a minute ago. But, of course, like all these musicians, he's got to tune up a little bit. So, we'll overlook him and call on Lance Lazenby, one of our favorite singers from Gainesville.
I'm afraid this thing was going to be contrary and get out of tune again. It's one of those times when I tried to say, "Look out," and I couldn't think of anything to say that was fast. sort of a warmer upper, I'd like to do a Hank Williams song that used to blast out of the radio when I was but a urchin. I tried and tried to run and hide, to find a life that's new. But where I go, I always know I can't escape from you. A jug of wine to run, to numb my mind. But what good can it do? The jug runs dry, and still I cry, I can't escape from you. There is no win, I can't pretend, for a love I thought was true. Your memory is chained to me, I can't escape from you. I can't escape from you. I hope I haven't beat this next one to death. I think I've done it every time I came up here. But I have kind of a weakness for songs that tell a story, and this one does tell one with sort of a surprise ending on it, and I always like to do it. I hope not too many of you are repeaters and are just tired of hearing me do it. I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back in a shaky tone. She said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" Well, she must be so frightened, all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, 'cause her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat, all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. I pulled into a driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, 'cause the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. Light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way." But 13 years ago tonight, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. But thank you for your troubles, the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one that's been here, bringing Mary home. This last one tells quite a story, too, of a different sort. Anybody, I guess, that's been around courthouses or law enforcement work or anything like this,
is very familiar with the type of person that seems to court punishment and gets into trouble time after time after time and never learns anything. A repeater type. Psychiatrists have all kind of fancy names for people like this. But anyway, they never seem to profit from experience. And somebody came out with a real blast of a song not long ago about just somebody like this. And it's a beautiful description of some of these people that they just can't seem to get away from the fire ever. It's called the Great Filling Station Holdup. I pulled into the regular pump, feeling quite at ease. I rolled down the window and I told the man, 50 cents worth, please. Then out jumped my partner with his trusty pellet gun. Said, boys, this is a holdup. Keep a pumping and don't run. Now I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Down in some honky-tonk, sipping on a beer. Yes, I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Cause that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. We got $15 and a can of STP, big old jar of cashew nuts and a Japanese TV. Feeling we had pulled the biggest heist of our career. We're wanted men, we'll strike again, but first let's have a beer. Now I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Down in some honky-tonk, sipping on a beer. Yes, I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Cause that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. We were sitting in the Crystal, about as drunk as we could be. When in walked the deputy, and he's holding our TV. He roughed us and he cuffed us and he took us off to jail. No pictures, not a poster, no rewards and no bail. Now I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Down in some honky-tonk, sipping on a beer. Yes, I wish that I was somewhere other than here. Cause that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. Yes, that great filling station hold up, it cost me 2 good years. Thank you.